What's up, bitches? Brandon Lynette here, your host of the Listen Bitch podcast. So I tried to be very mindful today to make sure we are recording, that everything's going to upload. I think here in the Lemons house, we are super over the internet issues. Okay. I mean, it's 2024. We should have, cable. What are those? The underground cables. Why can't I think of it? Fiber optic. Fiber optic shit. We should have that right now. We should have access to that, and we don't. And yeah, so like we're still on dial up and we're with Comcast. And I know you guys watched the Super Bowl yesterday. A lot of you did. As for me, I mean, I was there for the Usher concert and the new commercials, but in between that, I tolerated a very slow, boring game. And I see this ad for, promising internet again from, I think it was T-Mobile or something, but I'm thinking I go through my phone and they all offer the same shit and it's all just as frustrating. So tomorrow's trip is going to be an exchange of a router that was supposed to be shipped, but there was a miscommunication with the warehouse because they just shipped me one last week. And it's a default. It is not working at the record speeds it should be working. So anyway, you guys know it's internet struggles here in my tiny ass little town. That's the life. We're getting a booster, so hopefully that's going to help. And I wonder if they make the Wi-Fi slow just to make some extra money, because that's going to be like 120 bucks I drop on a booster tomorrow after we already spend, $100 a month for the internet that doesn't work. But there we are, you guys. I saw the commercial, I fell for it, and I look at my phone and they all promise the same shit, Speaking of, I had a really great podcast topic just from experience, from, just this weekend, an event that happened. And I think it's too soon. It's too soon. Like some shit just is too soon. So I thought it would help you guys. I talked a lot the past 2 weeks, 3 weeks, just about your emotional maturity. And the reason I can talk about this today is because I'm calling myself out, where I do have still that little twinge of emotional immaturity, where I know that I'm not communicating like an adult. I still have a much an immature response to things, and I definitely displayed that this weekend with my husband with some of my immaturity. And the thing is about him, I'm probably going to end up just talking about stuff, you guys. Okay, we're just going to get it all out. The thing about him is that he gets very defensive if he knows he hurts me or offends me, because that's not his intention. Okay. It's never his intention. And he gets really frustrated if I ever make it seem like he's disrespected me or, belittled me or hurt my feelings, or he's just not comfortable with that kind of stuff. Okay. Because it's not his intention. But what he has failed to step back and see, which I can see. Okay. This is part of what I'm going to talk about today on not just expressing your emotions, but being able to handle like a heated moment. Okay. Because we're passionate. We're passionate people. We get heated. And he is definitely, I just want to tell you guys, he's a bear. He's a bear. I love him to death, but he's just a bear. He's a bear with things. And when his mind is made up that he doesn't like something or whatever that is, like he is very vocal about that. And cheers to him. But I think from my perspective, and he would roll his eyes listening to this, is that he takes little shit too serious and too personal. Yes, I think our world is fucked up. Okay. But we should be able to step outside of that sometimes and just laugh at something for being something it is. Okay. To be able to make jokes. And sometimes my jokes and my sarcasm definitely piss him off. And I recognize that, and I still sometimes hesitate to bite my tongue. Okay. And I did that. I definitely had a moment where I, pushed the boundaries instead of like just communicating how I honestly felt about a situation, because I have issues expressing vulnerability too. Okay. There was something he had said, and when I see that side of him, something I haven't seen for like over a decade, just like kind of shallow comments, superficial comments, it does affect this, how I feel about the security of my marriage, because I'm like, oh, he thinks that. And I put everything up against us. I'm like, well, what about us? What about us? You know, that's just how my brain works. It does that. It's a Brandon Lynette default, and you just got to take me as I am. It's one of those things. I do try to get mindful on it. And so I was able to take responsibility and say, look, I'm sorry, I didn't handle that maturely. And I just didn't, you know, talk about my real emotions. Okay. And when I don't do that, when I don't express my emotions, there's definitely a rift. You can tell our energy is off. We are not balanced. Like, right, we're just not balanced. Okay. And I know, you know, what you need to learn to do. I think it is Microdose Monday, isn't it? First of all, microdose, bitch. Okay. Microdose. But I think something that really helps, like if you're having, you know, these unhealthy, angry arguments, okay, like it's not something that we do consistently in our lives. In fact, I can't even remember the last time that we were emotionally imbalanced. It's been a very, 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 very long time, and I'm happy for that. I'm thankful. It's just another level that we're going to grow through, right? But if you are someone, because I know what the messages you guys sent me a couple of weeks ago with your relationship struggles, this is a problem for you. Having these angry arguments with your spouse, and if you're doing it consistently, or maybe it's your friends or your family members, they're unhealthy and you're always feeling angry and you're pissed off, and then your energy is not calm around these people. Okay. Like you're always feeling on edge. It just, you've got that gross energy in your stomach and your chest. I guarantee you, like, you're not feeling good. The people that are closest to you are going to be feeling that. And it just creates an entire imbalance in your home. A lot of what I had to do, like last night before I apologized, I had to give it to God. Like, you know, I wanted to be selfish and think about myself and like make it about me. But I was doing that because I'm like asking myself why my husband can't think about me. Like he's just thinking about himself, right? And thinking about like his perspective instead of stepping back and looking at the picture as a whole. So basically, I had to give that to God because I was doing the same thing that I wanted him to be doing for me. So I had to think about, you know, my husband, we put those other people first. But I'm going to give you a few steps here that are going to help you conquer what we've used in the past to kind of, you know, push through this. And this is how you get those stronger, you know, satisfying relationships. This is where you grow closer. This is where you get to those moments of peace that are, you know, make the relationship something that is a benefit to your life, something you're happy to wake up to. The first step I'm going to tell you guys is to notice the physical and emotional signs that you're feeling angry. And so that's it. Like, are you feeling tense? Does your heart start racing? Are you clenching your fists? Are you feeling hot, flushed? I know I just, my stomach gets crazy and I definitely tense up and my heartbeat elevates. When you know the signs to look for, you catch yourself before you get too mad. Okay. This is looking at you, and you want to squash your own anger before it gets crazy. Okay. Before you say the things you can't take back, before you hurt someone else, before you, you know, try to put yourself in a position to be a victim, I want you, you know, to take that deep breath and see the situation from the other person's perspective. And what do I know to be true about my husband, you guys? Okay. He's incredibly faithful and loving, and you know, he's amazing. He's my best friend, you know, so I have to focus on the positive aspects of everything I love about him. And the truth is, like, I know when we're not mad and I come to him with my feelings, that I get the space to talk about that. Even if he doesn't like it, he'll give me my validation. And that's all we want, right? We want to know, like, look, I'm sorry I hurt you. And this has been really hard for him because, like I said, he gets very uncomfortable with that. But you focus on the positive aspect of whoever's in front of you, okay? And you visualize this before you react. Think about the perspective they could possibly come from, because we should never be with someone that wants to hurt us on purpose, you guys. And if that's your go-to, if you're thinking this person behind, you know, in front of you is, you know, wanting to make you feel bad, you're in the wrong spot. So I can hold on to, I can simmer my anger down, my frustration, my insecurities, by focusing on the positive things about him and what the truth is. What the truth is. You got to step away from the situation for a minute. And it did take me time to, you know, come back to apologize. And once you recognize the signs that you're getting mad, you take the step back and you evaluate, okay? So what is causing your anger? What is the real root of that? Well, it was my emotions. I wanted to talk about my emotions. What is his anger? You know, it's that what he was communicating, I was taking literal and not just looking, you know, at the outside of what he was saying, right? Is it the situation? Is it something else entirely? You know, are there other things in our relationship that need to be addressed? Yes, that all came out. All of that came to the surface. So it's that, you know, there's things that we need to talk about that we haven't talked about. Are you feeling stressed about work? Are you taking out on your partner? Are you feeling, you know, insecure about things in your relationship? What is this? Get to the root cause of the anger. And for me, it's that security. The security. You know, something has been rocked in our relationship and I haven't communicated it, where just like the security isn't there for me right now. If you're not sure what's causing your anger, I recommend keeping a journal. For me, I didn't have to write this down last night because I'm laying in bed and I've learned to just kind of draw my words out into the air to write this out to figure out where I can track my thoughts and emotions. Okay, this is what I knew was leading up to that argument. And then you acknowledge the feelings of yourself, of your partner, of your friend, or your family member. I'm a prideful person. It doesn't feel good to say that, you know, I'm here at a level of insecurity that I'm not comfortable with. Because I'm a prideful bitch, okay? And I don't give a fuck. I try to act like I have this hard ass heart that no one could hurt me, that I'll be fine. It's whatever. Go ahead and leave, Benjamin. I'll be fine. I could say that stuff till I'm blue in the face, but it's not how I really feel. So you have to acknowledge your feelings, okay? Understand where pride is coming in. And it's difficult, especially if you're mad and defensive, but you have to be able to see things from another person's perspective. So if I can help you see things from the other person's perspective, I want you to use I statements when you're communicating, okay? So instead of me going to my husband and saying, "You hurt me when you speak to me like that," he's going to feel attacked right away, okay? Instead, what is the truth? Because he didn't intentionally mean to hurt me. So I'm not going to attack him. I say, "I feel hurt when you say things like that," okay? I feel hurt. It helps him to be able to see that it's my feelings. Okay, maybe he wasn't intentional, but whatever and however it went down, it hurt me. I want to be felt and understood. I want to be heard and understood. And the same thing for him when he communicates, it needs to be, "I feel hurt." He has to say the same thing, right? You know, you have to avoid making assumptions about what they're thinking or feeling. Ask directly, okay? Be open to the possibility that you might be wrong. I know we like to think we know what everyone's thinking and saying. I know we think we know, but it's important to remember that we all see things differently. We all see things, situations, people, feelings, all of that. It's all different. And we're out here navigating this with someone that we're going a life with. It's going to get heated sometimes, okay? Acknowledge your feelings and those of the other person. That way you can understand each other's perspectives and find the common ground. Number one, you're not enemies, okay? This person's in your life. You're not enemies. So find the common ground there. You're not trying to hurt and attack each other. We're not trying to, you know, that's it. We just want to be validated for our feelings. And then if we can grow through this and figure out a way, a workaround, okay, you've got to communicate effectively to find a resolution. And once you acknowledge those feelings, that's how you get to communicate. That's how you speak calmly. That's how you speak respectfully, even when you're disagreeing. And that is something that I think Benjamin and we've done really, really great with that. And it didn't start great. I want to make that very clear. Okay. It did not start out great. It took work to get there. It takes making the choice, you know, and putting in the work and the frustration and all of these things to understand that we can disagree and still love each other. Absolutely. You know, I told you guys a few weeks ago, my kid was like, "You guys never fight." And I think it's because we have matured on that level of being able to disagree and still love each other, to be able to see, like, I know that why this is important to you. You know, we're different people, so we can respect that things are important to us. Listen carefully to what they're saying. And I guarantee it's challenging, especially when you're angry, but it's essential to understand their perspective. And you have to be willing to compromise. You don't have to agree. Absolutely don't have to agree, but there needs to be a compromise. We have to meet in the middle. So even if it's like, "Man, it sucks that this hurts you. This, you know, this is not what I'm going to do." And then whatever you could do to compromise, okay? We don't resort to name calling or insults. That is something that, you know, a boundary that has not been crossed here. So there is no fuck you, bitch. There's no you're, you know, we do not resort to name calling. Okay. I guarantee that man, you know, is not the person that's going to go talk behind my back and be like, she's a fucking bitch. I guarantee he would never do that ever. It's just not who he is. And the same thing, I wouldn't run to people and just be like, he's such a douche, but he's a dick, you guys. Okay. He's a dick in all the loving ways, in all the ways I could tell you. You know what I'm saying? We don't do the name calling, we don't do the insults. Because this is going to escalate an argument. Okay. It makes it impossible to resolve the issue. We're not bringing up shit from 10 years ago. Okay. We're not trying to, you know, bring this person down and put ourselves in a position of being a victim or, you know, vice versa. If you're struggling to control your anger, just come back. Okay. No matter how many times you have to walk away, just come back when you're feeling more level-headed. And it's okay to agree to disagree. Not every argument needs sorting out for peace. Okay. I choose peace over being right sometimes, 100%. And if it is something that I really am passionate about, that I see that he's refusing to even attempt to look at my perspective, and he will do that. He's very prideful. He's very stubborn. But what I do know, the truth about what I know about him is that he always comes back to that. He always comes back to that, and he ends up being able to peek into my perspective, and he gets it. It makes sense. So most of the time, even when I know that it's a terrible place to end, I feel good knowing that in a couple of days he gets it. I don't know what the magic is, probably because I pray a lot. That's it. I give, you know, God is at the helm of our relationship probably since day one, even though I didn't acknowledge the situation. I believe that he had his hand in this the entire time. Okay. And you guys, if you are really out of control, if this is stuff that you just really can't get a grasp on, go get help. We've been on a therapist couch before, okay? I don't think anybody's above that. I think it helps to have a third party, especially if you're struggling with anger. You know, you can take steps to conquer unhealthy anger to restore your peace in the relationships. When you can recognize the signs, you can manage it in a more healthy way. But you need to be able to express your emotions, okay? It's necessary. It's necessary. And if you don't, it ends up escalating and you blow up. So this is necessary for a successful relationship, okay? A lot of people find it difficult to understand other people. And when you're talking about a man and a woman, we are so different. We are just different, okay? Everything in us, the way we think, the way we respond, the way we react, the way we see the world is different. And so if you're looking at just our own emotional, you know, maturity, our emotions are like a fucking 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle. It's crazy. And a lot of people struggle with expressing their emotions. It's not the easiest thing to do. Some people could talk about their feelings. I thought I was a person that could talk about my feelings all day long, and I realized I talk about surface shit. It's hard for me still, even now, to acknowledge what I'm really feeling and be able to communicate that, just because of the pride, because of my stubborn independence, because of, you know, the fear of like letting someone know they could hurt me. I'm still dealing with an ex-husband who takes everything I've ever shared with him, my most vulnerable things, and I still pay the price for that. Intentional. He's taken things for over a decade that he knew would crush me, and he uses that. So I do have issues with that. I have issues with, you know, vulnerability and expressing my real emotions. But not only does expressing our emotions make us vulnerable, it makes us feel inferior. You know, I feel less than. But the truth is, our emotions are significant. It's a significant part of who we are. These emotions are how we make decisions. With or without them, our lives would be no different from the robots we make. That's it. You'd be a computer. We follow a set of codes. What's the fucking point? We came here for the human experience. We came here to feel the love and the hurt and the anger and the frustration, just feel to feel. But the truth is, they can hurt us if we let them rule us. So how do we balance the good and bad and express them instead of resisting them? You learn to identify it. The problem is, so many people and so many of you guys are fucking arguing about shit because you have refused to take the time to navigate your emotions as they're occurring. You're reactive, you're snappy, you're impulsive. You're just giving in to them, and then you're becoming them, and then you're like, oh my God, my life is crazy. We just don't get along. I guarantee the whole dynamic of your relationship would change if just one of you could become emotionally mature. if you became aware of what your real feelings were and you were able to communicate that and to step back and be able to change your perspective on what they're doing. What I had to learn was that this man is not hurting me intentionally. No way. He's not out to hurt me. Never his intention. Does that make it okay for some of the things that, he could possibly do? No, because there's still, the stuff could hurt whether he meant for it to hurt or not. So it's just about bringing that into his awareness and him starting to become mature enough to say, okay, when you do this, it hurts. I think about this weekend and I think, is he really just like extra snippy because we haven't had a date night in quite a while? Okay. All these changes in our lives for the past few weeks and more to come. We haven't had our time, and that definitely takes a toll on him. And he still kind of struggles with coming to that conclusion on time to say, look, I'm freaking out because we just really don't have enough us time right now. I'm spinning out of control. How do we fix this? Little things, but it's me being in that, having a little different level of emotional maturity, okay? Being comfortable with navigating through my emotions kind of elevates where we are. So I'm not reactive to him. I'm not reactive, and I'm starting to see, the habits, the cycle that he'll go through and when he reacts and when, things feel uneasy with us. So emotions hang over us. That's it. It clouds your thoughts, clouds your behavior. Okay. You have to embrace them. If you suppress them, you're going to fuck yourself up. Okay. You've got to take time to be able to look at those emotions in detail because this is how you create a better understanding. You've got to resist the urge to judge them. We tend to jump to conclusions and then we label our emotions as good or bad. Okay. We might feel angry over a situation, but then we feel guilty because we're angry, because we seem irrational. And it's a whole fucking cycle. You feel sad because your friends enjoyed, happy hour and they didn't invite you, but you discard the feelings because doing so doesn't feel like the right thing to do. You judge your feelings and you focus on what you should be feeling, right? I should be at the level of emotional maturity that nothing ever upsets me. That's a fucking lie. Okay. Because we're human and we're here to feel. And if I'm never going to have a response or a reaction, I'm a robot. Again, I love stoicism. I love it because it's important for different seasons, for different situations. I think it's a beautiful thing when you're not reactive, but you're still human and you're going to have these emotions. So instead of judging them, look at them like they're just a neutral dude walking by, like a neutral bystander. You just avoid trying making sense of them right away. Realize that your feelings are not facts because you feel one way does not mean it's the truth. When you resist the urge to judge a feeling, it drops away naturally and you can express it better. You've got to find ways to express these feelings mindfully and safely. Okay. Everyone responds to emotions differently. So you can find your own strategies, whatever that method looks like for you. Journaling is great for me, talking it out, because sometimes I talk it out and I hear it and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's really not a big deal. I made it more than it was because that's what my brain does. It runs with something and then makes a mountain out of a molehill. Regardless of your method, though, you've always got to focus on expressing them rather than judging yourself for having them. Maybe you need to talk to a friend or get into some art. Find some way to express yourself for you. So you can feel less frustrated, less angry, less upset. And you need to learn to practice the pause, okay? When you feel emotions like you're feeling anxious, you're feeling angry, you're feeling frustrated, it takes over your mind. And then you start expressing them by saying something hateful, snarky, sarcastic, you say dumb shit like I do sometimes. Instead of letting your name, I do. It's so, and then I look at myself, I'm like, God, that was such an immature comment. Or like, I know even if I didn't intend to hurt my husband with a comment, I hurt him with a comment, And that pisses him off. And I felt that. I felt like, come on, girl, bite your fucking tongue. Like I was poking the bear. That's literally what I was doing. Instead of being emotionally mature and responsible about the feeling, I reacted. Okay. I got snippy. And instead of letting those emotions take over, use the techniques to control them. Okay. Pause, breathe. There was a lot of things I could have done. And I went ahead and I did. The minute I caught myself about to start World War III in the Lemons house, I started breathing. I'm like, look, okay, what is the truth? What is the truth? What do you love about this man? Okay. What do you know about him? He's not going to hurt. He literally is our protector. He's our protector. He's not out to hurt us. We're on the same team. Okay. We are the same person. And 9 times out of 10, we're on the same frequency. Today, we're not. That's okay. We're going to breathe through it because what I know to be true is that when the timing is right, not when we're angry, not when the kids are screaming and talking and interrupting us, but when the time is right, we're going to be able to talk and communicate our way through this and get back on the same vibration. We do it every time. And that's what I knew to be true. So I was like, bitch, just breathe through this and you need to apologize. It wasn't okay. It wasn't okay how I reacted. The immature, sarcastic Brandon, who is a fucking mouth. Okay. People have always said, your mouth, your mouth, your mouth. I am. I own it. I'm quick-witted, and sometimes that's not a good thing. Okay. It's just not a good thing. So breathe. Any time of emotional, any type, like every time you have this opportunity to have an outlet for your emotions, if you are being reactive, it's just dangerous. Okay. Whatever you're feeling, you need to learn to be present enough that you can express it without the shouting, the name calling, or even the physical violence. Okay. That is something I've been very blessed to not have to deal with in my life. As mouthy as I was, I'm sure I have a lot of guys in my life that would line up and like to just pop me one. Okay. I've been very fortunate not to be in that situation for sure. But doesn't mean that, I'm not hurting someone enough to want to do that. Absolutely. Just taking that massive responsibility, you guys. You have to put yourself in check. So as much as you're thinking about how much someone makes you mad, I want you to consider, what are you doing to poke the bear? Okay. Like, are you being immature and petty on purpose because you're hurt and you can't communicate that? Somewhere, someone has to step up and be the bigger person. Somewhere, the cycle has to stop. So be the bigger person that stops the cycle. That's what I had to do yesterday, knowing, where I was with the relationship with my personal emotions, so it's not, we're just at different levels with our emotions for sure. And I'm navigating through this a lot faster. And I love that I can see the whole situation and just kind of, I'm able to walk away now. We earned that, you guys. That is a tough thing when you're seriously so pissed off and you want to say all the things and just kind of blow up because you haven't dealt with your emotions. There's so much power in just walking away and coming back to the situation with a clear head. That's it. I love that I have God in my life to be able to set me free from feeling that crazy. But you guys, I promise, like, peace in a relationship is what you want. I know we get addicted to the crazy and the chaos. All the big fights, because the makeup game is strong, right? Like, there's always some fun things that happen after you get in a big fight and your spouse is trying to kiss your ass. You're getting flowers, you're getting, great sex, you're getting all the things for makeup. But I promise a life of peace can be just as fulfilling. Okay. So let's tone it down a little. Let's take responsibility for our emotions and see where we're literally poking the bear. It's a thing. It's a thing we do. It's like we watch our kids grow up and we see them and they push the limits. Like, they see how far they can go. And I think some of us use our talents as a manipulative narcissist to sometimes poke the bear. Okay. Instead of poking the bear, why don't you figure out why the fuck you're fucked? Okay. Why are your emotions out of control? Why are you trying to get, why are you pushing things? It's because you have some kind of emotion that you're not expressing. You've got to express your emotions. Okay. You've got to be able to sit with yourself and call yourself out on them. And I'm not going to stop talking about this because I think it's so important. I think so many things in this world would change if we all just became a little more emotionally mature, because we could see the awareness of the things around us. We can see, the hearts of people. That's what we want. Spread a little kindness. Okay. Microdose Monday. We didn't really talk about that. We'll hit it up next week. Okay. Wi-Fi issues, all these things, all these changes. You guys, these are my last bartending days. I've got two shifts left and I'm kind of freaking out. Okay. I'm kind of freaking out. That's probably part of my uneasiness and part of, why I'm not on the same vibration as my husband right now is definitely all of that. It's huge fucking change. Like, it's a huge change. I went from being able to come and go as I please to, I'm a stay-at-home mom now and I'm on lockdown. That is wild. What a gift. I know it's a blessing. I know it's meant to happen. Everything's good about it. But this last week, I am gonna, just kind of, it's gonna be a little bit emotional. I have some incredible regulars that I'm gonna miss with my whole heart. And I say that because I'm in a different space when I'm not the kind of person that is going to be like, oh, I got to go out and see, all my regulars at UPS. Like, it's just not, it's not that. It's not that. I don't know how to explain it. I'm going to miss being behind the bar. I'm going to miss that challenge of, having people on a long ass wait and tickets coming out, just the challenge of getting shit done. There's a lot of things, but we'll process that. I'm allowing myself to feel the emotions, all of it. At the end of the day, everything works out the best way it possibly can for me. Everything always works out for me. So I know that this is for the best, and I love and appreciate and respect that. So we'll see how Brandon juggles her emotions this week. Okay. It might be a rocky ride. I might be crying, Thursday, Friday. It's fine. We're going to roll through it. Okay. You guys have survived this far with me. And I appreciate you. I appreciate you. So after next week, I do have some really cool shit planned too. Okay. I do have an incredible morning app that I'm going to send you guys a link to this app. Okay. It's 10 bucks. It's 10 bucks. I want you to watch the video on this thing. Okay. I'm going to send it out in my email list. It'll come out Monday or Tuesday. I just want you to watch it and see the cool shit you can do. This app is really, really great. They call it Miracle Morning, but I just am like, I don't know about miracle, but it sure is shifting the dynamic for my life. So we're going to talk. That's a great place to start right now, getting this app for you. Shift your mornings, take your power back, start setting some goals. Okay. I want you guys to have something to look forward to. I want to help you take the next right step. Okay. But yeah, that's it. All right, you guys. I love you. Have a great night. Have a great day. Whatever it is, I'm going to bed, bitch. Bye.